今天是第二天，也是最后一天。
Time flies like an arrow. This is the second and also the last day.
我个人把每一次的聚会当作是一个不再重复、很特殊的聚会。
I personally treat each meeting that we have as one that will never be repeated.
每一次的聚集都是不能再重复的聚集。
Every time we gather is not a gathering that will happen again.
今天坐你旁边的人可能要几年以后才会坐在你旁边。
He who is sitting next to you may not do so again in several years.
有的人呢，坐你旁边过几天他就搬去了，以后就不知道他在哪里了。
Perhaps they will move away and you will not know where they are.
所以我们要把握每一个时机。
So we should take advantage of all opportunities.
我个人也愿意在每一句话中间尽责任，照着神的真理的原则对你们交代，在神面前负责。
I would also like to be responsible for every word I say to you in the truth of the Lord. I want to be responsible.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，感谢你，因为你的恩，你的爱，你吸引我们到你的面前。我们恭敬把今天晚上这个聚会交托给你。愿你一位的圣灵，就是启示圣经的上帝，在我们众位心灵中间光照我们，使我们的心思意念，因为你真理的光照，我们更归向你，我们更顺从你，我们更走在合乎真理原则的人生道路上。求主你捆绑撒旦，你吩咐的原因离开我们，你自己在我们中间运行，使我们认识你，我们因你的道产生纯正的信心，因为你说信道是从听道来的。我们感谢你，你给讲的翻译的同感一灵，二人如同一人，把你的真理传讲清楚，为你征战，叫撒旦羞愧，叫你得着完全的荣耀。奉主耶稣基督的圣名求的，阿门。我们昨天同今天所讲的这两场的这一个讲座，
The lecture we have yesterday and today, the two lectures,
比较属于这个宗教哲学或者副教学的神学这一方面的思想。
Belongs to religious philosophy,
或者是theological apologetics,
or theological apologetics.
所以呢，这个是要你们多用一点思想去了解里面的架构的。
So it requires us to think carefully as to the intricacies.
在哲学里面的分类 epistemology 是很重要的一方面。
In the classification of philosophy, epistemology is a very important.
因为通常的人他们要知。
Because most people they want to know.
但是比较更挑剔的人要知道要怎样才能真正知。
But those who are more picky would like to know how is it that we can truly know.
知到底是不是有界限的？
Is there a limit to knowing?
知的可能从哪里来的？
Where is the possibility of knowing come from?
知的这个限制到什么地方？
What is the limit of knowing?
知的这个性质同知的可能性怎样去肯定？
How can we be certain of whether we can know and what is the nature of knowing?
知的方法同程序应当是如何的？
What are the methods and steps to knowing?
我个人认为呢，知识论当然是一个很大的系统。
I personally feel that epistemology is a very big field.
人是唯一能知的活物。
And man is the only being that can know.
但是知的这一个这可能性，同知的纷乱，从创世纪第三章就开始了。
But the possibility of knowing is already stated in the third chapter of Genesis.
Possibility is stated from the first chapter, but the confusion of the epistemology started from the third chapter of the Genesis.当这个亚当夏娃吃了禁果以后，那个知的纷乱就开始了。
The confusion of the truth followed from Adam and Eve eating the forbidden fruit.
我先把一个很简单的事情先交代一下。
First, I'd like to put aside a rather simple matter.
西方没有好好研究圣经的这个知识分子，常常以为上帝不喜欢人知道，所以就把分别善恶树的果子放在伊甸园里面。
The Western thinking is that God would rather have men not know.Therefore, he had put the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden.
The wrong interpretation in the Western civilization, not the Western thinking only. Western thinking, some are good, some are not good, okay? 所以把这个树呢放在伊甸园里面，然后呢，人这个就遇到了困难。如果没有这个树呢，人就不会遇到困难。
So the wrong thinking is that God had purposely put that tree in the Garden of Eden so that man would run into difficulty, and had there been not such a tree, he would have been okay.
所以西方人以为这个叫做 the tree of knowledge, 是知识的树。
So in English, it's the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
是不是上帝不要人有知识呢？
Is it that God would rather that men do not have knowledge?
这是乱讲的。
That's a fallacy.
是不是上帝不要人的知道善恶呢？
Is it that men? Is it that God would not want men to know what is good and evil?
这也是乱讲的。
That's not true either.
如果上帝不要人有知识。
If God did not want men to know,
为什么他把理性放在人里面呢？
Why does he give men the ability to reason?
如果上帝不要人知善知恶，
If God did not want men to know what is good and bad,
为什么全本圣经充满善恶的教训呢？
Why is it that the entire Bible is about what is good and bad?
所以第一个要解开的错误就是这棵树不是知识的树，这棵树是分别善恶的那个知识的树。
So the first thing we have to correct is that this is not aKnowledge, tree of knowledge, but a tree of knowing, of being able to distinguish between good and evil.
但是呢，神连要我们不要我们知善恶这件事也是错的。
But it is not even true that God would not want us to know what is good and evil.
不过神要我们照着神的原则同权威去判定善恶，而不是照着撒旦给我们的权柄同准则去判断善恶。
But God would rather that we be able to judge good and evil according to His way and His authority, and not the way of the evil one.
你要结婚以前可能会买一些性知识的书来看看。
Before you get married, you might want to get some books on sex.
但是你的弟弟只有七八岁，他说我也要看，你说不可以。
But when your young brother of 7 or 8 would want to read such books, you will say you cannot.
不是他不可以看。
Not that he cannot.
他也是人，有 human right， 对不对？
He's also a human and he has a human right to read.
你就说了，你是一个 human right 的 fighter， 但是你也不准他看，为什么？ Human right, but not this time. This not right time.
Even though you are a defender of human rights, you will still not let your younger brother read it because while there is human right, it may not be the right time for him to know these things.
所以你一面 fighting for human right， 你一面看他这个时候看是 wrong， human wrong。
So on the one hand, you are defending human rights, but at the other time, you would not let him have that right.
所以神不是不要人知道知识。
It is not that God would not want men to have knowledge.
神也不是不要人知道善恶。
And it is not that God would not want men to know what is good or evil.
但是神不要人按照魔鬼给他的原理、时间、判断的权威去知善知恶。
But God would not want us to be able to judge good and evil according to the method.The authority and the power that the devil gives us,
and the standard,
and the standard that he gave us.
这个要你要分清楚，否则你就混乱的。
You have to distinguish that, otherwise you'll be confused.
好，我想那一段的故事呢，这个你们都可能很熟悉的。
This story you are well familiar with, I'm sure.
我要用知识论的字眼来重新描写那一段是怎么发生的。
I would like to use context of epistemology to describe what really happened.
这个蛇对他说什么呢？
What did the serpent tell?
他说。你吃吧。
Go and eat.
夏娃说我不吃。
Eve says no, I will not.
为什么你不吃呢？
Why not?
因为上帝说。
Because God said.
那这里提到了第一个权威 ，the authority of the God and the source of the true truth, inspiration from God, her knowledge based on one kind of authority and one source. That source is called God. 他以第一个。知识的源头，知识的权威来讲话了。I talk this, I speak this, because I'm saying on the authority of the inspiration by God. 上帝说，你吃的日子，你一定死。
Because she was using the authority of God. God says, if you eat, you will certainly die.
所以当着夏娃回答这个蛇的时候，他是 stand on the true theology.
So when Eve answered the serpent, she was standing on true theology based upon the authority of God.
那么如果你问夏娃说 how do you know that?
If you ask Eve, how did you know that?
She will refer, because God told me that is based on revelation. 所以这个知识是以启示做基础的一个知识。
She will say that she knows because she is based upon the revelation of God to her.
这个是 the first kind of epistemology.
This is the original epistemology.
那么蛇就说呢其实不是这样的。
But the serpent says this is actually not so.
这个叫做 starting point of relativity. 所以相对论来了，不一定是这样的。
The serpent says it may not necessarily.
上帝说的话你不要信他。
What God says you don't need to believe.
原来呢，上帝知道。
God knows.
如果你吃了。
God knows that if you were to eat the fruit.
你就能够知道。
Then you will truly know.
知道上帝所知道的。
You will truly know what God knows.
而上帝不要你知道他所知道的，所以叫你吃，免得你知道他所知道的。
So, but God do not want you to know, so he forbade you to eat that fruit.
No, he didn't want you to know what he knows. So he asked you not to eat that thing, lest you know what he knows. But this thing you do not know, so I tell you, lest not you know. 所以我现在这个事情告诉你，使你知道，免得你不知道。
So I want to tell you this in order that you will know, in case you wouldn't know.
那请你注意，这个整个是 epistemology， 这个是知识论的问题。
So you can see that this is all about epistemology.
在这里给我们看见了几个知识的源头。
So you can see in this story the several sources of knowledge.
知到底是从神启示而来的呢？
Is knowledge come from the revelation of God?
撒旦说：“我再告诉你一些他不要你知道的原因，因为我知道了你不知道的，所以第二个启示的源头又来了。”
So Satan says, "I would want to tell you that God knows what you do not know," and so Satan becomes another source of knowledge.
但当第二个启示的源头过来的时候，就产生了你自己判断，然后你要知道一些，那一些知道变成你自己是第三个源头。
So the second source of revelation created in the human, the third source of revelation of knowledge, whether you want to know or not.
这样就是 God-centered epistemology, Satan-revealed epistemology, or your own discernment of epistemology. 在这里你看见了不同的源头就开始产生出来了。
From here you can see the three different sources of knowledge.
那么当第一次夏娃听上帝的启示而相信的时候，
The first time that Eve listened to God and believed,
她就以为她的信仰是建立在神启示上面，这是不能错的，所以她就接受了。
She thought that she believed that she had built her faith on what God had revealed, so it is inerrant.
而神是不错的，神是不变的，神是永恒的，所以这是很可靠的。
Because God cannot err, He is unchanging, He is forever, and so it's very trustworthy.
但是当他接受了第二个启示的源头的时候，他就变成从绝对论进到相对论里面了。
But when she received the second revelation from the serpent, she had entered from absolute to relative
knowledge.
It is as if you believed God firmly while you were in the Far East, but as soon as you came here, you get all confused.
特别你到Massachusetts这样这个高的education的地方，许多不同的理论把你弄乱了，结果你看见了大概从前信的是不对的，差不多情形。
It's similar to when you arrive in a place like Massachusetts where there are so many theories, you get all confused, and you thought perhaps you had believed wrong before.
所以你从这个不稳定的绝对论进到比较肯定的相对论里面来了。
So you have entered from a shaky absoluteness to a certain relativity.
所以你自己都感觉到，哎，我已经成长了，所以我不一定要听从前那一套的东西。
So you feel that you have matured and you need not listen to what you have heard before.
当你进到第三个步骤的时候， you are more autonomous. 你说我自己决定，我不要给老人家牵着鼻子走。
So in the final third stage, you become more autonomous. You say, I will decide myself. I will not want others to lead me by my nose.
所以当你做任何行动的决定意志以前，
But before you made a specific act of will,
你就感到你已经知道的一些东西，这个是不是过去的绝对，不是现在的绝对，是已经 syncretized 的这个 subjectivity.
So you are not relying on the absoluteness of the past or the absoluteness of the present, but a synthesized subjectivity.
当你读圣经，你不是这样分析的，对不对？
When you're reading your Bible, you do not analyze it as such.
可能今天你听你感到很有兴趣。
Perhaps you're very interested from what I've said so far.
但是最重要的我还没有讲出来。
But I have not told you the most important yet.
所以你再等一下子。
Please be patient.
在这个整个知识论的辩论的系统中间，
In this changing system of epistemology,
什么东西是漏洞？
What is the loophole?
你们讨论两分钟好不好？
I'll give you 2 minutes to discuss it among yourselves.
我要看看你们 IQ 高不高，现在讨论一下。
I would like to check your IQ. I would like to give you 2 minutes to discuss among yourselves.
从这个到那个到 syncretism 里面的变化的中间漏洞是什么？
What is the loophole in the rather changing picture of epistemology that we have described?
From absolute to relativity and to syncretism, 这个中间漏洞是什么？现在讨论一下。
From absolute to relativism to subjectivity.
No, syncretism.
Oh, syncretism.
Okay, 大家讨论一下。
Would all of us discuss it for a few minutes? I have an answer.
谁要讲话？
Who would like to speak?
你们刚才谈些什么？
What did you talk about earlier?
人对神的信心。
人对神的信心缺乏。还有
the loophole this man pointed out was in the lack of faith in God by man.
撒旦改变了神的话。
That the other loophole is that Satan had changed God's word.
还有
others.
如果他还不知道什么是善，什么是恶，他怎么能分辨God's word 是对的还是错的？
If Eve did not know what is good and evil, how could she distinguish whether God is right or wrong?
还有
others?
他不知道什么是真正的真理。
他不知道什么是真的真理。
Oh, she would not know what is true truth.
还有，你们刚才讨论些什么
？What were you talking about? Any other opinions?
他们知道真理，神说的话是真的，但是他们。但是他们
接着他们的
也是他们的过去。我听不
懂你在讲什么。Could you speak up? 他们知道说的话其实要是真的，但是他们也是他们所有犯的错。
好，不行，我明白。他们知道神的话是真的。
They know that God's word is true.
第二句是什么？
就是他们也接着他们的错误。
啊！但是他们遮盖他们的错误。
Oh, but they want to hide their error.
OK, 还有什么
？Others?
我相信我不带一个人，我不知道你的问题。
啊
？I'm not the only one that don't know your question. I don't understand your question.
You don't understand my question.
Could you repeat the question? I can repeat the question.
OK, 你明白我的意思吗？啊，所以他解释表示有人明白我的问题。Yeah, will you repeat my question?
His question was that in the picture that he drew, there were three processes. There was God's truth, the Satan's revelation of the truth, and man's syncretism, synthesizing these two and coming up to his own subjectivity. In this whole picture, there is a loophole. Where is the loophole? To our understanding of epistemology.
Okay. 好，现在我讲了啊。
I'll
好不好
？Could I speak?
当他听上帝的话的时候
，When Eve listened to the word of God,
他就这样接受了。
She accepted as is.
这个是 the knowledge of truth without any trial, without any temptation, and without any confirmation. 是认识真理，还没有受试探，还没有受试验，还没有受肯定，就是这样接受。就好像很多人在基督教家庭里面长大就是这样。
She accepted the truth without.Trials, without questions, without confirmation. It is very much like many of us receive the faith growing up in a Christian family.
第二个所谓知识的来源来到的时候，就变成了抗衡这个没有被肯定的知识的系统的另外一个对立的力量。
So when she received the so-called another source of truth, she began to doubt the original truth and to judge that.
The second source.Of the knowledge become a contradicting power and a factor of the unconfirmed first source of the knowledge. 你明白了？那么当他接受这个的时候，他已经用信心去接受了。
So when she received the second source of truth, she received it with faith.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他呢，并没有用怀疑的眼光来怀疑第二个。但是呢，就在这个信第二个的时候，他已经变成了怀疑第一个了。
Because she did not look at the second revelation with suspicion, but in accepting the second revelation, she began to judge or suspect the first revelation.
When she received the second source of the truth or knowledge, she automatically had faith on this one and automatically doubt about the first one. 所以在这里的一个漏洞是什么呢？他没有追根究底，知道这个知识是怎么样 confirm 的。他要先 deconfirm， 但是呢，又 confirm 这个，然后再 confirm 自己的时候，这个漏洞就出来了。那是什么呢？他不用这一个怀疑第二个 source 的根基是什么？这个就是整个西方哲学里面知识论的漏洞。
So her loophole is that she did not judge the second source of knowledge, and this is also the loophole of Western epistemology.
上帝知道，如果你知道他所知道的，你就会变成怎么样怎么样。他不要你知道，所以他告诉你吃，不要吃，你才不知道。这个事情你不知道，我告诉你，免得你不知道。
God knows, and He would want you not to know.
你可快一点。
He knows, And so he wanted you not to eat of the fruit so that you would not know and remain in dark.
那么这个问题一听了，夏娃马上就接受了。
As soon as he heard that, she immediately accepted that.
从心理学来说，这个是呢撩拨离间最好的办法，所以叫做什么？怀疑别人的动机。
So in psychology, this is one of the most powerful techniques, is to cause you to doubt the motives of the other person.
甚至呢，把最良善的上帝的善的动机也把它怀疑掉了。
In even to the point of having her doubt the absolute good and good purpose of God.
当你听到这种对你讲漏掉秘密，知道别人的坏动机的时候，你会很感激这个人，而且你会真正怀疑那个善的。
So when you heard that the God was hiding something from you, and that this other person revealed that fact to you, you will be thankful to the second person and begin to doubt God in the first place.
在整个知识论混乱的中间，最大的毛病就是，夏娃应当问着 ，How do you know that is God's purpose?
The loophole in entire epistemology was because Eve did not ask Satan how do you know that that is indeed God's purpose.
所以新约圣经说，你们不是不知道魔鬼的诡计，你们一定要抵挡他，就是这个原因。
So in the New Testament, it was said that you know the plans of the evil one and you should resist it.
换句话说呢？当撒旦说我知道上帝不要你知道，他的这个知道呢到底是根据什么呢？是不是上帝另外启示他，是他呢就做撩拨离间的工作？
So when the Satan says I know that God do not want you to know, where does that first knowledge come from? Was it also revealed by God so that Satan could be
another source of the knowledge?
Right.
Another source. 这是不可能的事情。所以呢你看见了另外一套的最大的毛病，就是知识的最基本的那一个 premise 根本是没有基础的。
So you can see that the second premise of truth, there's no premise to that second source of truth.
在 Aristotelian 的 epistemological method 里面就叫做 syllogism, 叫做三段论法。
So in Aristotelian epistemology, this is called syllogism.
这个第一个叫做 major premise， 第二个叫 minor premise， 第三个叫做 conclusion。
第一个是大前提，第二个是小前提，第三个是结论。
所以我们做一个比喻，苏格拉底，所有的人都会死。
So let me give an example. Socrates says,
No. 每一个人都会死。
All men will die.
第二。
Second.
因为唐崇荣是人。
Since Reverend Tong is a human.
所以呢，唐崇荣会死。
So he will die.
所以大前提。人人都会死。
So the major premise presupposition is that all men will die.
小前提，我是人。
The minor presupposition is that
结论，我一定会死。
The conclusion is that I will die.
我这个知识是经过 logical process 的。
So you say that my knowledge comes through a logical process.
为什么呢？我用了这 syllogism 的办法。
Because I use the method of syllogism.
那这个 syllogism 的办法就是逻辑的一个过程。
So syllogism is a process of logic.
但是无论是这个演绎法，或者是这个归纳法，都同样犯上一个最大的漏洞的毛病。
So regardless whether it's deductive or inductive, there is all the same loophole.
为什么呢？
Why?
就是 major premise.Is not based on proof, evidence, experiment, or other thing, but is based on faith. You know that? 大前提不是根据论证，不是根据逻辑，大前提是根据信心。
So, because the major premise is based upon faith and not knowledge.
所以我告诉你，我根本不会尊重那些自以为完全靠理性同知识而完全没有信仰成分的那些知识分子，没有这样的事情。
So that's why I do not respect the so-called intellectuals who know primarily through logic and so forth and has no faith. There's no such knowledge.
每一个人都在信仰的原则基础上过他的知识生活，每一个人是完全没有信仰的过他的知识生活。
Every person knows.On the basis of what he believes, there's no such person who knows without first believing or first having faith.
我们没有办法在我们的整个知识论的深入中间除去最原本的信仰的原理。
We cannot remove from epistemology the original basis of faith.
如果无神论的人对信神的人说， 请你证明是有上帝的话，我告诉你，他们信无神，根本是从来没有证明的。
If an atheist will say to a Christian, to a theist, prove that there is a God, I can tell you that he has never proved that there is no God.
他们呢，信无神是因为信，而不是因为证，也不是因为知，乃是因为他们的基本就是一个信。
If you believe there is no God, not because they can prove it or they.
所以保保罗呢，在这里给我们看见呢，基督教的整个副教学的原理是 from faith to faith， 这个是基督教副教学的原理。
So the entire principle of Christianity is explained by Paul in the words from faith to faith。
现在很多人盼望擦掉他从前的信仰，擦来擦去擦不掉，就是差不多这样的。人的观念是说，如果你给我看看清楚了，我就会信的。这个叫做 from see to faith。
Most people would think that if you let me see and I'll believe. It is called from seeing to believe.
如果你给我讲的清楚了，我想明白了，我就信。这个、叫做 from understanding to faith.
If you let me understand and see clearly, then I will believe. This is called from knowing to faith.
如果你证明了以后，我就会信。这个、叫做 from evidence to faith.
If you can prove it, then I will believe. That is called from evidence.
如果你说的我经过了以后，我亲身经历了，我就会信。这个叫做 from experience to faith。
If you say that I can actually have experience, then I will believe that it's called from experience.
但这四个大前提在全本圣经里面都是被拒绝掉。
But these four presuppositions were all rejected in the Bible.
今天非基督徒对基督徒说，如果我看见了上帝，我就信。我告诉你，就死了，不是信的。
God, and I will believe, and I will tell him, if you see God, you will certainly die.
你说我如经历了上帝，我就信了。你经历了，你就承受不了了。
He said, if I can experience God, then I will believe in God.
你说如果
if you experience God, you will not be able to understand it.
如果我那个想明白上帝的，我就信。我告诉你，那个上帝一定比你的思想更小，因为你把它想明白了。
If you say, if I can completely understand God, then I will believe. And I tell you, this God I understand must be smaller than an intellect.
所以我告诉我结论是，反基督教的或者不信神的话的这些人是比信的人更不合科学的。
So my conclusion is that those who are against Christianity or those who do not believe in God, they are much more illogical than the Christian.
More unscientific.
More unscientific.
Than the Christian faith. Christian faith is the most scientific faith.
The Christian faith is the most scientific.
Because the understanding of science is not as narrow as your concept.Science is I know, and what do you know must not be limited only as a result of the searching the partly truth, partial truth of the creator nature. That is too low. 那是太低的东西。好，我关有关于关于科学论，以后有机会再跟你们谈。今天他专门谈知识论就好了。
I'm not going to digress into scientific methodology. I'd like to remain on
epistemology. 这个越差越脏。
这个
表示你们的 technique of erasing is not advanced enough 啊，怎么样，差不清楚你看啊，所以怪不得呢，你需要耶稣的宝血，连这个都差不清楚，还有你的罪。
OK，
我现在搬到这里了，你搬到那边去了。
All right.
You discovered a new era new area 我们继续讲下去了。
We'll continue.
其实呢，这个知识论的东西太大了，我两天不知道要讲多少。
Actually, the field of epistemology is too big. I don't know how much I can cover in two nights.
在德国的哲学里面呢
，In German philosophy,
把宇宙中间的存在物把它分成很多不同的层次。
They distinguish all created things into many different classifications.
存在
existence.
存在物 being
beings that exist
no
being
is being、huh? exists existence being with the consciousness of self existence 这个不一样的、huh? 存在
existence
存在者
the being
能知道自己有存在的存在者
Those beings that know of their own existence,
这个不一样的
they are different.
这个桌子存在不存在
Does this table exist?
存在吗存在 How do you know?
How do you know that this table exists?
因为我摸的时候它在吗
Because when I touch it, it's there.
你不摸的时候它在不在
But when you don't touch it, is it there?
啊，这个 George Berkeley of Britain， 他说你不摸的时候，大概它不在。
The British philosopher Berkeley suggests that when you're not touching it, perhaps it was not existent.
它在，不过是因为你摸过，所以在你的 senses 里面它在。
So it exists because you are touching it, and so it exists in your senses.
所以所有的存在一定要根据你的感官经验，那个叫做 empiricism。
So all existence is a result of your cognitive experience of it, and that's called empiricism.
啊，这个观念就我们今天不谈了。
那么
这个桌子在不在？
Is this table exist?
在。
Yes, it is.
我在不在？
Do I exist?
在。我的在跟他的在，同不同？
Is my existence and the table's existence the same?
不同。
No.
不同。
No.
不同在哪里？
What's the difference?
我知道我在，我也知道他在，他不知道他在，更不知道我在。
The difference is because I know that it exists and I know that I exist. The table doesn't know that it exists and the table certainly don't know that I exist.
对不对呢？
Is that right? 所
以我是在，而且是存在物，又是存在物里面知道自己有存在的存在物。
So I exist, I am a being that exists, and I am a being that knows that I exist.
我又知道我的存在同其他的存在之间的关系是存在的存在物。
I also am a being that knows that I exist, and other things exist, and the relationship between my existence and the existence of other things.
很多事情就是我本来就懂了，跟你讲了越讲越不懂。
You may say that I thought I knew, but after you've explained it, I'm confused.
那么现在呢？我怎么知道我存在呢？
Right now, the question is, how do I know that I exist?
你说当然了，我看见我还在嘛。
Of course, I can see that I'm here.
我告诉你，死了以后你看不见，你这个身体还在的。
But I tell you that if you were to die and you cannot see, your body will still be here.
我问你，你怎么知道你在？
So I ask you, how do you know that you exist?
因为你说我看见我还在嘛。
Because I see that I exist.
一个死了的人还在那里，但是他就看不见他自己在，所以人家给他穿衣服，给他脱衣服，他都不知道了。
But a person who is dead will still be there, but will not know that he is there. And even when people were to take on or off his clothes, he will not know.
人家替他洗澡，放在停尸的地方，他没有办法反抗，他不会说不好意思。为什么？他的身体在，但是他不知道他那个时候还在。
When people trying to wash that dead body, it will not know that it would be ashamed of something because it wouldn't know that it exists.
所以那个物质性的身体的在。同那存在物就自己存在那个在是完全不同的两种在。
So the existence of this object is not of a
the physical existence.
The physical existence is not the actual existence of one who knows that it exists.
所以这样的唯物论对人生的解释是太过肤浅的解释了。
So
materialism is too shallow.
Materialism is too shallow to explain.
唯物论的哲学可以用最深奥的词句来表达他们的思想架构，但是他们整个的基础是非常低落、非常卑微的一个基础。
So materialism can use very fancy language to explain itself, but in terms of its premise, it's a very lowly premise.
我这个存在的人
，I do exist，
是一个要知道存在意义的人
，is one who wants to know the。
所以我有能知的可能。
So I can have the possibility of knowing.
但是我要知什么呢
？But what would I like to know?
我要怎样才能知我要知的那个呢
？How can I know what I would like to know?
我又怎么知道我所知的是真正的知呢
？And how do I know that what I want to know is true knowledge?
我需要一些知识的源头来启示给我。
I need some source of knowledge to reveal that to me.
啊，这个知识的源头到底凭着什么成为我的知识的源头呢
？This source of knowledge, on what basis can it claim to be the basis of my knowledge?
知识透过同样的道馆临到我的时候，为什么我能了解，但是我旁边的一只牛脑比我大一点却不能了解呢
？When that source through its channel reached me with knowledge.How come that I can appreciate, understand, and a cow who has a bigger brain would not?
每一个问题再问下去，都会变成一本书的。
Every question, if you pursue it further, would result in a book.
我要知什么呢
？I know what I want to know.
我要知一些常识，这个叫做知识。
I want to know some ordinary common sense. That's called.
我要知一些原理。叫做知理。
I want to know some principles. That's called knowledge of principles.
我要知一些很深奥的东西，叫做奥秘。
I would like to know something sublime. This is called knowing the mystery.
这我知的总结合，那个字应该叫做道，这个叫做知道。
The synthesis of all I know should be called the way, and it should be called knowledge.
所以中国文化是很深的。
So Chinese culture is very profound.
你知不知？知
you know?
知什么？知道。道，你看到
I know knowledge.
这个道是什么呢
？What is this way?
在这个印度人叫做 Brahma.
In Indian, it's called Brahma.
在西方叫做 Logos.
In Greek, it's called Logos.
Logos is the source and the foundation of all knowledge. So, phenomenology, biology, geology, psychology, logy.The center point of logic is Logos. 这个道是什么呢？圣经说就是上帝自己。
What is this Logos? According to the Bible, it says it is God himself.
在一切的知识的背后加上一个 Logos, 表示万物之中都有原理的。
So to say that God is Logos...
No. 在所有的知识后面用 Logi.
To add the word Logi to all these branches of knowledge means that there is...
There's a logos as the base.
The logos is the base of all such knowledge.
也是整个知识论的中心。
It is also the center of epistemology.
这个 logos 呢，圣经告诉我们就是上帝。
And the Bible tells us that this logos is God himself.
所以基督教的知识论同非基督教的知识论不同在哪里呢
？So the theory of knowledge between a Christian and a non-Christian, how does it differ?
非基督教的知识论是片段、支离破碎的知识论。
The non-Christian epistemology is
fragmented.
Fragmented.
指基督教的知识论是原则的、总和的 ，integrated and united， 这个唯一的那个真理的本身。
Only the Christian epistemology is united and integrated and consistent.
一个总统
，a president，
他呢做事很精明
，he is very wise in what he does。
但是呢，他的脾气坏得不得了，他还可以做总统。
However, his temper is terrible. He can still be a president.
一个牧师
，a pastor，
讲道讲得很好，常常打太太，人家马上叫他滚蛋。
He preaches very well, but he beats his wife. People will ask him to leave.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为无形之中 ，unconsciously， 你有 two kind of standard to non-Christian and to Christian. 为什么
？Why is it that you have unconsciously established two standards for?Christians and non-Christians.
因为你盼望的基督徒有整个整全的统一的生活，这个生活的就是知识论在基督教信仰里面统一的那一个根本的基础。
Because you wanted to have the Christian to have a united, holistic Christian basis, and this is the same basis that you would want for epistemology.
一个文学家，他写的书好得不得了，他是一个同性恋者，还有很多人买他的书。
A good author.Even if he was a
homosexual,
people would still buy his books.
但是一个传道人，他的讲道讲得好得不得了，他的生活乱七八糟，人不会接受他。
But if a preacher, if he preaches very well, but his private life is in a mess, people would not accept him.
无形中在下意识里面，整个社会对基督教信仰已经有了一种传统式的在下意识的了解，就是那个知识、道德、灵性生活一定是整全的，是统一的。
So subconsciously, people would have expected of Christians to have this unified, holistic Christian
integration
in their life, in their morals, in their knowledge.
我不断地要接受你们这一方面的挑战。
Not only would I accept your challenge on this score,
我要反过来挑战你们，除了基督教真正的信仰以外，所有的知识论都是片段式的，都是支离破碎的。
On the opposite, I want to turn around and challenge you and say that all non-Christian epistemology is fragmented and piecewise.
所以呢，如果一个不是真正的神的启示之下来建立知识论的知识分子
，understand
an intellectual who establishes his system of epistemology without surrendering himself below or before the revelation of God, that is very dangerous.一个知识分子没有与神的统一性产生关系的，他是很危险的。
So if a intellectual does not subject himself to the authority of God, he's very dangerous.
今天呢，有许许多多使世界的道德败坏的知识，是从最大的科学家可能产生出来的知识。
Today, many who cause the bankruptcy of morality in this world are great scientists.
许多最大的思想家可能产生一些最人类最危害的那些武器，他们杀死人的工具。
Some of the greatest philosophers and thinkers are perhaps those who have created the weapons that have killed people in their morality.
我要知道了，如果是道的话
，If I want to know the logos,
这个道应当资助了所有其他知识的各部门。
This logos should support all other knowledge.
所以呢，圣经给我们看见了，上帝就是一切知识的根源。
So the Bible let us see that God is the source of all knowledge.
我们的中文的思想来说呢，道理、道路。道德、道义、道行、道心等等，从哪里来？从道做出发点。没有道，不必讲理；没有道，不必讲德；没有道，不必走路。因为道路、道理、道德是从道做核心产生出来的一个整个的系统。
In Chinese, the word logos is attached to the way of truth, the way of reasoning, the way of righteousness, the way of morality, and so on.
这样一个人的理性生活，他的道德生活。他的这个伦理生活，他的知识生活，应当是统一到那个真正的中心那里，那应当是神在你生命中的管制。
So for a Christian, his moral life, his social life, his knowledge life, his intellectual life should all be unified in the hub which is God's control.
非基督徒的知识是什么呢？
What is knowledge of a non-Christian?
是理性所要知道的那一个对象。
Is the object of what the reasoning wants to know.
人能知
Man can know.
我可知
I can know.
我要知
I want to know.
我现在知
I now know.
我研究以后就知
After I research, I know.
那个知识成为理性的对象
This knowledge becomes the object of the reasoning.
知了一点
I know a little.
再加一点
I add more.
一点点加一点加到两点点
And I know a bit more.
两点点三点点四点点就好几点这个结果我就变成一个很有知识的人了
Bit by bit, I become one who is knowledgeable.
基督徒的知识论不是这样
But the Christian epistemology is not such.
基督徒的知识论相信我所知的应当是真理，而真理是一切知识范围的总基础。
The Christian knows that what I would like to know is the truth, and the truth is the basis of all knowledge.
他讲 the truth， 这个真理，这个到底这个真理什么意思呢？
What does it mean the truth?
The source, the center point, the only origin of all branches.Of knowledge, that is the truth. 这个真理是中心，是源头，是一切其他所有派系、不同学术、所有知识的总根源。这个真理就是上帝。
This source, this center, this root of all branches and classes of knowledge, that source is God.
你说相信上帝是迷信吗？
You say believing God is superstition?
我刚告诉你，不但不是迷信，是真正信仰从真正知识的开始。
Not only is it not superstition, it's the beginning of true knowledge and true belief.
如果你在这个系统中、这个原则里面发展你的知识论，你的一生是决定同真道德、真智慧连在一起的。
If you build your epistemology on this framework, then your all your life you will have this right relationship with.It's true knowledge.
否则的话，你真的把自己用各样的知识支离破碎，你很危险的。
You have all kinds of knowledge that's fragmented and broken. It's very dangerous.
Okay, 我现在介绍一个名词，就是 original， 是什么呢？就是有位格的真理。
I would like to introduce an original term, it's called the personal truth, or the truth, the person in
the truth.
The truth is a person.
In person.
In person.
The truth as a person.The personal truth 有位格之真理的本体
The
subjectivity of the truth in person That is God
God is the subjectivity of truth in person
我再讲一次
Allow me to repeat
神是有位格之真理的本体
God isThe subjectivity of the truth in person.
Very good. Okay. 我爱真理
I love truth.
我求真理
I seek after the truth.
我知真理
I know the truth.
我隐藏真理
I experience truth.
我是不是真理
Am I truth?
不是
No, I'm not.
我不是真理
I'm not truth.
真理不是我
The truth is not me.
我还没知道这部分真理的时候。
I do not know that part of truth.
Before
I know
that truth, or that part of truth. That truth wasn't in me.
The truth was not in me.
但我知道了那一部分真理以后。
But after I know that part of the truth,
那真理跑到我里面来了。
The truth is in me.
Okay, 我拥有真理的时候。
I own this truth.
是我更大或者真理更大。
Am I greater or is the truth greater?
Which one is bigger?
I'm greater.
我更大。我变大。Okay, that's good.
That's a good answer.
Very good.
That's a very good answer.
但我现在不讲变不变了，我讲哪一个大。
The person who acquired the truth or the truth itself.
我有了真理以后。
After I have the truth.
真理跑到我里面了。
Truth had entered me.
是我更大或者真理更大。
Am I greater or is the truth greater?
一样，一样大。Okay, the same truth known by me is also possible known by others. Right? So, 我是这么大，他比我大一点。
The truth that is known by me is also possible to be known by others.
No,
I am so big, and he is bigger than I.
当我有真理的时候，好像真理在我里面，我就比他大了，因为把他包容起来了，对不对
？If the truth entered me and I possess truth, am I bigger than the truth?
但是我不能 monopolize the truth.
But I do not monopolize that truth.
所以可以千千万万的人同样明白这个 truth.
So thousands upon thousands could also understand the same truth.
所以这个真理到底是比我大，或者我比真理更大？
So is that truth bigger than I, or am I bigger than the truth?
你是想啊？第二个问题。
Second question.
我因为明白真理以后，我就变成更进步，或者因为真理给我知道了，他更进步。
After I have acquired the truth, do I become better, or because of my knowledge of the truth, truth becomes better?
哪一个
？Which one?
我变了，他没有变，对不对？
I have changed, but truth doesn't change.
是我在程序里面，或者是真理在程序的里面。
Am I in the process or is truth in the process?
我在程序里面。
I am in the process.
我从不知变成知。
From not knowing to knowing.
我变大了，根据它的里面。
I became greater.
我从不知变成知。
From not knowing to knowing.
我更快乐了。
I have become better and more.
我从不知变成知。
From not knowing to knowing.
我享受了。
I have enjoyed.
所以 I am in process.但是真理没有在 process 里面。
So I am in the process, but the truth is not in the process.
下面一句话。
The next.
Anything which is in process is not absolute. 凡在程序里面的都不是绝对的。
Anything that is in the process cannot be absolute.
既然这样，真理属于绝对的程式，而我在相对的程式，我以有限者去要明白无限者，我以相对者要去领受绝对者。我正在享受一个超越自我的生活。
So from I who is limited, who is relative, to understand that which is unlimited and absolute, I have exceeded myself as I when I seek the truth, and that is the enjoyment of the truth.
And that is the transcendence of yourself.
And it's the transcendence of myself.
You transcend yourself in the process of knowing truth. 你超越你自己，所以你越多知识。你感到你人生越高级，你越多明白真理，你感到人生越跳跃。你的信仰同接受真理的过程中间，你享受了超越你自我的那个生活了。
So you enjoy your transcendence over yourself in the process of knowing the truth.
这样，真理供养了我的生命。
In this way, truth is nourishing my life.
真理充实了我的生命。
Truth.Is fortifying my life.
我之所以能知
the reason that I can know,
因为我有生命
because I have life.
我的生命因知
in my life I can know,
我就更丰盛的生命
my life becomes more abundant.
知也充满我，我就更丰盛的生命
because I know my life becomes more abundant.
所以知识既然比我大
so knowledge is greater than I.
知识既然是供应我的生命
knowledge supplies my life.
知识培养我更丰盛的生命
Knowledge causes my life to be ever more abundant.
这样，这个真理的本身到底是不是有生命的
？So the question is: Is the truth that which has life?
The truth which nurtures my life is He Himself has life. Christian understanding, that truth is a living truth.
The Christian understanding says.That truth is a living truth.
就叫做有位格的真理。
The the truth that has person.
这个有位格的真理叫做上帝。
We call that person God.
这位有位格的真理就是有生命的真理，也就是自动来找我们的真理。这个自动来到，这个叫做道路。所以道路、真理、生命就结合在一起了。
We believe that he who is knowledge has a person and have life, and that life
comes to us.
Comes to us and through this way, and that's why the way, the truth, and the life is combined together.
耶稣基督说：“我就是道路、真理、生命”的时候，他是给我们一个有位格的、有主动的、有生命的，还有爱的启示的一个真理的了解。
So when Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," He had given us an understanding of that truth, which has person, which has truth, and which has love and subjectivity.
This is a living and infallible system of Christian epistemology. 那个活的、无误的、真理的、与位格有关的、充塞人的生命的那个基督教的知识论是这样建立起来的。
The Christian epistemology is built on Him who has life, who is truth, who is subjective, and who fortifies our life.
现在我要讲第二句的。
I want to say the second sentence.
所以当我们
term that I have
the 我们 谈真理的时候，同非基督徒不同地方。非基督徒就是某某在物理学的知识，在化学的知识，在哪里的知识，所以他是比知识更高的，他是本体，知识是客体。在我们基督教观念里面，不是那位真理的本体是上帝，他启示我们的时候，我们有知识。所以这个呢，有位格的真理，这位上帝他愿意把自己启示给人。
So when a non-Christian talks about knowledge, like a physicist say, "I know this and I know that," he feels that he is greater than the knowledge itself, and that knowledge is an object of his pursuit. But for the Christian, knowledge is the subject itself which revealed itself to us, and therefore we know.
所以这个启示自我的真理是有位格的，是在主动的地位里面把自己显明的。
So this truth has a personality and it's subjective, and it takes the initiative to reveal itself.
在十在十九世纪的时候
，In the 19th century,
丹麦的大思想家叫做 Søren Abbe Kierkegaard。
The famous Danish philosopher Kierkegaard.
啊，这个人呢，他说呢，不要单单有一个 objective truth， 我们应当有 subjective truth。
He talks about subjective truth rather than objective truth.
什么叫做 subjective truth 呢
？What is a subjective truth？
就是你不是单单因为听、因为看、因为学、因为背，懂了一些知识在你里面。
If the subjective truth is not based upon what you have heard or understood or seen, but rather
你要有整个位格、整个生命的经验，经历过了以后，那真理变成你生命的一部分，这个叫做 subjective truth.
In your person, if you experience that truth in such a way that that truth becomes a part of yourself, then it is called a subjective truth.
所以 Kierkegaard 他的这个的 subjective truth 在哲学界里面给整个 epistemology 做了一个大的改革，一个革命。
So Kierkegaard's subjective truth principle has created a major turning point in epistemology.
That is a great revolution in the epistemological history of the philosophy, caused by Søren Abbe Kierkegaard. 我们讲 Kierkegaard， 但是我同丹麦人讲他是 Kierkegaard， 所以我就把它改了音了。
OK，
我们现在再讲下去了。但是呢，我今天所讲的要比 Kierkegaard 的思想再超过一层来对你们谈。
But what I would like to share with you tonight is something that transcends what Kierkegaard talks about.
Subjective truth 是说你做 subject， 你经验的 truth， 所以 truth 变成你生命的一部分，这是很伟大的。
Subjective truth talks about your person to be the subject. You experience the truth, and the truth becomes yourself.
Becomes one part of your life.
Part of yourself. That is a very great thing.
这是很伟大的一件讨论。
It's a very great thinking.
但我今天要谈的不是你是有经历，所以你有了一个 subjective truth. 我是说你 you will never be subject. You will always be object of the truth and the subjectivity of the truth in person. God is the only subject. You are the object to be revealed by Him. You only accept the truth by Him. And you are object but not subject. 你是客体。你不是主体
You are object, you are not the subject.
所以我们把这个整个 epistemology 从十八世纪的错误再拉到今天的我这个思想，就是启示论是绝对必须建立起来的知识论的开始。
So from the errors of the 18th century, we bring it up to today. Revelation is the necessary correction or basis to build epistemology.
The necessity, the absolute necessity of the basis at the foundation of the epistemology.
Revelation is the absolute necessity of the basis of the.
如果真理没有启示人，人永远没有办法知道真理。
If the truth never reveals itself, himself, men would never know the truth.
我现在问你，你他几岁？
How old do you think I am?
25. Anyone else? 19? Anyone else? Come on, continue. Anyone else? 28? Okay, anyone else? 30? 32, 36? Okay, let you tell yourself.
I'm almost 40.
No, so your knowledge is wrong. Wrong epistemology.
So that proves that you can be fooled.
You are fooled, not only can be fooled. Okay? He is almost 40. How can I know? Because he revealed himself to me. You understand that?
Because I told him so.
Okay. Because he told me, so I know that. So I am not the subject to know about him. I am the object of being revealed by him. 你明白这个道理吗?
You understand that?
今天的知识界统、知识论统那些知识分子最大的毛病是把自己当作知识的主体。
So the biggest problem of modern epistemology
and intellectuals.
And intellectuals is that they consider themselves the subject of knowledge.
他们以为他要认识上帝，他要明白上帝，他要否定上帝，都是他做主体。我告诉你， forget it.
They thought that they want to understand this, they want to understand that, they want to know God.
They do not want to know God.
I tell them, forget it.
他们以为他们自己可以决定神是这样，神是那样，反正我是这样，你为什么是这样，连你都不知道。你生下来那一天是一个人，而不是一只猫，也不是你选的。So
they say, I want to know God, I want to know this, I want to know myself. But I tell them, they don't even know themselves, they don't even know the day they were born.
They never chosen, had chosen to be born as a man. You are born as a man, but not a cat. That is after the guidance and the grace of God, not your freedom and your choice. 这个我们现在已经成为一个被神启示的对象。 因为神乐意把自己启示给我们。
We have become the object of God's revelation because God wills that to reveal himself.
Okay, 当这个真理的本体的至存是上帝的时候，
when the subjectivity of the truth itself is God,
in person.
In person.
那这位的 personal 或者呢 truth in person, he likes to reveal himself, the sharing of his own knowledge, that is called revelation.
The sharing of him who is the subjectivity of the truth in person loves to reveal himself to us, that's called revelation.
So revelation of God is the only possibility of the source of the knowledge. 上帝的启示 是唯一能知的可能性的源头，所以呢，我知道it is上帝乐意启示。那么我们的知识的可能性，既然是启示的话，上帝借着什么启示他自己呢？
If the only possibility of our knowing is God's revelation to us, then what does God choose to reveal himself? How does God choose to reveal himself?
神借着普遍的启示，启示了我们。第一样。 第二样。 神借着很特殊的方法启示了我们，这是第二个范围。第一个范围就是上帝把他所创造的万有所隐藏的奥秘显明在奇妙的造化界中间，所以我们看见了，我们就知道这个世界是怎样，我们研究就产生了科学。
The first generality is God revealing himself in the mystery and the sublimity of creation, and from that we learn God's greatness.
什么叫做科学?
What is science? Natural philosophy.
什么叫做科学?
What is science?
你们回答吧。
Study of creation.
Study of creation. Very good. 什么叫做科学?
一颗一颗的学问。
你听过我讲到的。 什么叫做科学?
What is science?
什么叫做科学? 我们中国人讲科学，科学主义，科学头脑，科学方法，科学眼光，科学知识，科学时代，科学头脑，我告诉你，科学皮毛。
in Chinese science is the knowledge of things.
We talk about science, it's so mysterious, so honorable, so glorious. What is science? Science is nothing more than the search of the created nature. That is all.
Science is the search of the created nature.
你研究物理，产生物理学。 你研究化学研制产生的化学，你研究地质产生地质，一科一科研究叫做科学，就是这样。
You study all of these different topics and subjects of electrical science.
就是这样简单。 科学就是我对自然界的知识，叫做科学。
Science is my knowledge of nature.
科学没有什么特别的。
There's nothing special about it.
科学家 失恋的时候也是苦死了。
When he is in broken heart, he's also very sad.
科学家吃错东西也是拉肚子的。
If he were to eat something wrong, he would have a
runny
stomach as well.
科学有什么特别呢?
What's so special about science?
不过是对上帝所造的大自然所研究出来的一门一门的学问叫做科学。
Science is the ability to understand different subjects in different areas of the creation of God.
不同的地方,
the difference?
非基督徒的科学家,
the non-Christian scientists,
在closed system里面研究,
they study it in a closed system,
产生结论,
they come to a conclusion,
荣耀自己,
they glorify themselves.
我好厉害,
I'm very good.
我 PhD.
I'm a PhD.
我比你更厉害,
I'm smarter than you are.
我发现了DDT.
I invented DDT.
我就荣耀自己了。 基督徒的科学家,
they glorify themselves.
在open system里建立他的 epistemology.
The Christian scientists built his epistemology.
他研究了万有以后,
after he researched something,
他看见太奇妙了。
He sees how great God is.
神的智慧,
God's knowledge,
神的真理,
God's truth,
神的能力,
God's power,
神的安排,
God's purpose.
他就把荣耀归给上帝。
He gives glory to God.
遵行上帝旨意, 以他科学的知识来服侍真理的源头上帝。
He served the source of truth with his science.
你明白了?
Do you understand?
这是不同的地方的。
That's the difference.
我们继续讲下去。
We should continue.
上帝借着自然来显明他自己，我们才有知识的可能。
God uses nature to renew himself.
上帝借着我们里面的直觉来启示，也使我们知道他是存在的。
God uses what we can feel inside to know that he exists.
一个无神论者不是不知道上帝存在，是他故意忘记这一位存在的上帝。
An atheist is not he who does not know God exists. He purposely resists that knowledge of God.
毛泽东两次对 Edgar Snow 说：“不久以后，我要去见上帝了。”
Mao Zedong had said twice to Edgar Snow, "Soon I will go see God."
可惜他忘记买票。
Unfortunately, he forget to purchase the entrance ticket.
Edgar Snow 是谁呢？
Who's Edgar Snow?
The only American can see Mao Zedong anytime.
He's the only one who can, American who can see Mao Zedong anytime he wants.
The man from Kansas.
He's the man from Kansas.
He was called the friend of Mao Zedong.
He was called the man of Mao Zedong.
He write down Mao Zedong 对他说, I'm going to see God soon.
He recorded that Mao Zedong said to him twice that I'm going to see God soon.
这句话不是从无神，不是从基督徒口中讲出来，是从无神论的大师毛泽东口里讲出来的。
It is not from the mouth of a Christian, but from the ambassador of atheism.
所以一个无神论的人 不是不知道上帝存在，是他故意不要上帝存在。
An atheist is not one who does not know that God exists, but he intentionally wants to reject that.
上帝在创造界中间，把他的智慧和他的能力已经显明出来，成我们知识研究的范围。
God revealed his power and his wisdom through his creation, and has become the domain of what we study in knowledge.
上帝在我们的直觉里面 把它存在的印证已经放在我们里面，使我们没有办法推诿，这是一个真理的附身。
God has confirmed in our conscience his own existence in such a way that we cannot refute that.
这两个范围是知识的源头，这个叫做 general revelation.
What God has revealed in nature and in our own hearts is the source of knowledge, and it's called general revelation.
可能你听了这两天的这个讲座以后，你说我感到很有道理。 It sounds so logical. It is very, very logical, reasonable. 但是我还不能产生信心。我告诉你，没有什么特别奇怪的东西。
If after today and yesterday's lecture, you say what you said is very logical, but from what you said, I could not develop my faith yet. I will tell you that's not surprising at all.
因为这两天真的 正可能达到的目的就是 remove the possibility of unbelief in your hearts.
So the only purpose that I would have achieved so far is that I have removed the possibility of unbelief from your heart.
使你不信上帝的那些原因都除掉了。
I would like to remove all your reasons for not believing.
但是除掉以后，我怎么样使你产生信心呢？
But after I remove those obstacles, how can I cause you to have faith?
你只有在另外一个源头里面认识神的本性、神的恩典和神的计划，那个道才能使你产生信心。
You can only not have faith through another source to understand God's plan, God's purpose.
知道上帝的存在是不够的。
Just to know that God exists is not sufficient.
知道这位存在的上帝是一个怎样的上帝，你要透过他的特殊启示才能明白。
In order to know the nature of that God, you need to know it through special revelation.
所以上帝在历史中间继续显明他的作为。
So in history, God has revealed time and again.
因为他是活的上帝。上帝在历史中间显明他的公义，显明他是活的上帝。
God reveals through history His righteousness and His.
上帝借着圣经把他的意念同他的计划告诉我们。
He has revealed His purpose and His thoughts through the Bible.
但是最高峰的，上帝自己曾经来到这个世界，道成肉身，使我们看见曾经活在历史上的耶稣基督，这是神的形象，是人间的显示。
The culmination, the ultimate of God's special revelation is the Word become flesh, and we have seen its in revealed among us.
所以在东方的文化，在印度的哲学，在西方的逻辑里面，所要明白的知道的那一个真正的 object， 原来就是那真理的 subject， 知的道就是耶稣基督，道成肉身的。所以耶稣说：“你们看见了我，不是看见我，乃是看见差我来的上帝。”
So the Eastern Brahma, the Western Logos, the object of their search in their search for knowledge is actually the subject of knowledge himself, who is the Word made flesh. That's why Jesus said.When you see me, you see not I, but my Father who sent me.
这样的基督教的知识论的总根源，结果是把人带到以永恒的真理、以永远的上帝，所以基督里产生了那个个别的关联。你的知识不单单研究自然，也跳到超自然永恒界里面去了。
So in the Christian epistemology, you have a relationship with the eternal truth, the everlasting God, and so you have transcended not only the knowledge of things.The knowledge of supernatural.
如果你是一个科学家，
If you are a scientist,
你所知的不过是支离破碎被造界的知识的话，你是很可怜的。
If all you know are bits and pieces of what has been created, you are pitiful.
如果你是一个科学家，
If you are a scientist,
你不但知道了支离破碎的知识在世界各样的范围里面，你更知道创造这些知识的是真理的本源，是有位格的上帝，而且与他产生个别的关系，你是有幸福的人。
If you are a scientist and you know not only the fermented truth about things, but you also know the source of the truth himself who is a person and that you have a personal relationship with that person, then you are blessed indeed.
愿主使我们这一批在这里受高等教育的知识分子，不是做一个支离破碎、暂时的知识、没有永恒盼望的人。
May God allow us intellectuals to not only know these fermented temporal truths,But the eternal true truth.
Science is not nothing.
Science ain't nothing.
Science is something. But science is not everything. Let's come back to the source of the truth, God Himself, to confirm our system of epistemology in the open system of faith to Him. 我们低头祷告。
Yes, Father.
主啊，我们感谢你，在这两天的时间，你对我们说话，你向我们显明那些重要的原则。主啊，我们在世界上如果有支离破碎、片面了解所有被造界的知识，而与你没有发生正确的关系，生命的享受同你真理源头启示给我们超自然界那些灵性的救赎的永恒的旨意同计划，我们是一个很可怜的人。We thank you.God who revealed yourself to us, we thank you that we can transcend ourselves by faith in Jesus Christ, not only knowing the partial and the fragmented truth and the knowledge as being created by God, as hidden in the created natures, but we can know you personally through your special revelation, especially in the incarnation of Jesus Christ, that we can come to you to show our faith and obedience in the connection and the personal relationship, in the life, in the way, in the truth of Jesus Christ, to come back to you to enjoy the unlimited, the absolute, and the eternal bliss. We praise you. We thank you. We commit all our audience tonight and yesterday night in your hands, that you, even the voice of your servant is finished. We ask that your Holy Spirit will continue to say what you want us to know in our hearts. Hear our prayer, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Everybody still bow your heads. 现在我要问一个问题，有哪一个你是感谢主？这两天或者今天，我的信心已经得到坚固了。
I'd like to ask you to continue bowing your head. I'd like to ask if there's someone here through these past two evenings that your faith has been strengthened.
你说我要感谢上帝。
You say, I want to thank God.
坚固了我的信心。
That he had fortified my faith.
请你把手举起来。
I'd like you to raise your hand.
感谢主。许多的人， 感谢手放下来。 我问第二个问题， 有哪一个人就说，主啊， 求你使我更多明白你的真理。
You say, Lord, please allow me to further understand your truth.
我愿意更追求认识你。
I want to seek after to know you more.
有这样的人， 请把手举起来。
If there is such a person, could you raise your hand?
感谢主， 许多的人。
Thank you, Lord.
我问第三个问题，
third question.
有哪一个人你说， 今天我表示我的信心。
That tonight I'd like to express my faith.
我知道这是真理。
I know that this is the truth.
我愿意有这样的信在上帝的面前。
I would like to have that faith before God.
今天晚上，
tonight,
你表明你的信心。
You made public.
你愿意信上帝。
Because you believe God.
有这样健全的知识论的。
Such a complete epistemology.
有这样的人， 请你把手举起来。
That such a person could you raise your
hand? 感谢主， 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 感谢主。 我问第四个问题，
I want to ask the fourth question.
有哪一个人去， 你说主啊， 给我力量， 使我做一个有信仰， 又肯传你真理， 使别人与我一同认识你的基督徒。
God, I am one who wants to preach your good news so that others will also know you.
求，
there's such a person here.
求主给我力量做见证。
God, would you give me strength?
请你把手举起来。 感谢上帝， 感谢上帝。 最后一个问题， 有哪一个人， 你说主啊， 若是你愿意使用我，
Lord, if you will,
我预备自己奉献给你。
If you will to use me, I'll offer myself to you.
做你的仆人。
To be your servant.
传扬你的福音。
To preach your gospel.
装备自己。
I will equip myself.
无论对心里的人， 话外的人， 有知识的， 没有知识的人， 我成为你的见证人。
Regardless of who it is, whether it's knowledge, educated or uneducated person,
愿你奉,
I want to be your servant.
奉献自己做神仆人的人。
I want to offer myself as a servant of God.
等候神清楚的呼召。
I'm just awaiting God's clear calling.
你等候神的时间训练你。
I'm waiting for God's time to train me.
你现在预备你的心。
I'm preparing my heart to offer myself.
有这样的人， 请把手举起来。
There's such a person I'd like to ask you to raise your hand.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
有超过30个人。
There are over 30 people.
愿主赐福给你们。 现在我们大家仍旧低头祷告， 请陈约翰牧师带领我们祷告。
我们亲爱的天父， 我们感谢你， 你给我们这样的机会， 你差遣你的仆人， 向我们传讲真理。 主啊，让我们这两天晚上所听的不只是多了一些知识，主啊，让我们更认识这真理的本体，真理的源头就是你自己，让我们心中充满着感谢，归回真理，产生了真正无为的信心。主啊，主求你听我们的祷告，也求你悦纳我们今天晚上许许多多人 在你面前举手所表示我们的意见，求你赐给我们能力，保守我们的脚步，保守我们的心思意念，我们一生一世忠心来跟随你，来服侍你，不违背今天晚上我们所受的感动。求你的工作在我们生命中继续的进行，以致你的心意在我们身上得到成全。 我们同心这样祷告，靠主耶稣基督。
阿门。